the remnant. Bible thought, I will surely gather all of you, O Jacob. I will surely bring together the remnant of Israel. I will bring them together like a sheep in a pen, like a flock in its pasture. The place will throng with people. Micah chapter 2, verse 12. Micah was not as smooth as some of God's other prophets, living in the last days of Israel and during the decline of Judah. Nevertheless, to Micah, God gave several visions with which to warn his children, who were wandering far from him. It is obvious that Micah hates sin and knows that unrepentant sinners will perish. He knows also that there is no benefit in having prophets who say only what the sinners want to hear. There is no hope for those who do not return to the Lord. Micah, like ourselves, clings to the promise of God that he will save a remnant. The shepherd will gather his sheep into his pastures as a throng to march forth with their king, the Lord leading them. About 800 years later, John authored Revelation with much the same message. God will punish the wicked who do not repent and save a much smaller number of sinners who do turn to him, that they might be saved by his leadership and grace. The remnant will always be large enough to include those who follow the Lord. God, help me to be willing to be in the minority when it is your remnant. Help me to remember that I am not the only one who is seeking to live with you eternally. Save me by your grace. Help me to be your obedient, faithful, fruitful child. In Christ's name, amen. Ronald White, Lincoln Park, Michigan.